You're listening to Mind Manners, hosted by licensed psychotherapist Albert Nguyen. Albert helps his clients overcome past trauma, change their mindset, and accelerate their personal and professional development. This podcast covers a wide range of mental health and self-development topics, with each episode offering an actionable step towards a better you. If you're on a wellness journey, keep listening.
How's it going, everyone? This is your host, Albert Nguyen, a licensed psychotherapist turned podcast producer and lover of all things self-development, self-mastery, and tapping into humans' greatest potential. And I just want to personally welcome you to the first ever episode of the Mind Manners podcast. This is a very exciting new thing that I'm starting out. So it just makes sense that I start this first episode by describing a little bit about myself and why I'm here. So let's jump straight into it, shall we? So growing up as a minority in a low-income family struggling with poverty, I had to learn to not only overcome but eventually leverage a host of very complex issues. Issues from oppression, racism, microaggression, depression, anxiety, abuse, bullying, and feeling afraid and unworthy of so many different things. And I overcame these things by making a promise to myself and dedicating my efforts to becoming a better and stronger version of myself. I've been passionate about personal development since I was a young boy. At the age of 12, I started my own workout and exercise program to get healthier, to lose weight, and to feel stronger. I was deeply motivated by pain. What started out as a means for survival became sort of an obsession to find the outer limits of who I was and what I was capable of. And every time I got to that place, the place where I felt like giving up, I learned to move past it. And this got me hooked. It became a relentless pursuit of exposing myself to those mental spaces, because by meeting myself on the other side of discomfort, I felt more and more like me, like I was truly becoming myself. This eventually led me to stumble upon training in the martial arts. Getting better and stronger seemed like the only other choice during a time where the negativity of life was stacked against me. I was at the end of my ropes. The constant bullying I experienced, the abuse, the violence in the neighborhood, and many other confusing life events that at the time didn't make any sense to me. So I began focusing on the only thing I had control over, myself. The only thing I was sure of and certain of during this time was that I was not naturally gifted, athletic, or intelligent. And this acceptance didn't act so much like a put-down, but more like a strong motivator that helped me establish a strong work ethic. That meant I had to take extreme ownership on the results of my life and using any and every means possible to become the best version of myself. And really, it all started with a decision to change. I recognized early on that to get to a world-class level within myself, I needed to develop exceptional inner resources, because the results of my life ultimately flowed from me. You see, I was scared of a lot of things, and this is true for many of us when we begin our journey of improving ourselves. You'll face a lot of limiting beliefs, self-doubt, and fear, because improving yourself usually means exposing yourself to parts of who you are that you might not like so much, doing things that you're not good at, and maybe things you've never done before. But as the great Tony Robbins once said, change happens when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. I was sick and tired of living in fear, so I began chasing a feeling to feel worthy of something, to feel strong, brave, and to take a stand. During my physical trainings, in the martial arts and fitness, I remember thinking to myself, a strong body needs to have a purpose. Because I thought to myself that without a purpose, things like fitness and martial arts would just be vanity and violence. Fortunately, my dedication into martial arts training instilled in me concepts of hard work, self-control, humility, philosophy, leadership, and spirituality. It taught me to be a champion and a warrior. Most importantly, when it comes down to improving ourselves, I learned that you cannot separate the mind from the body or the body from the mind. Now, as an adult, I have completely expanded my vision and efforts of personal development to a 360-degree view of that encompasses body, mind, and spirit, from fitness to martial arts to mental health. It's becoming more and more integrative and all-inclusive through improving the collective experience and landscape of mental health, quality of life, and endlessly working with patients in my practice to help them move forward, to live more, love more, and basically to embrace change. Having worked in the mental health field and being a licensed therapist for more than a decade now, it's opened my eyes to the reality and the common problems that we all face and how it interferes with our sense of peace and happiness. How all of us are bombarded by daily stress, doubt, fear, and limiting beliefs, and don't know how to effectively cope and overcome these issues. Not realizing that we are constantly getting in our own ways. I also realize that many of us are just trying to survive and doing the best that we can. I realize that the most important skill to thrive is lacking in most of us. The skill of emotional regulation and emotional intelligence. Because if you can't manage your emotions effectively, especially the hard ones, they will run your life. And that's not our fault. Many of us are not taught how to develop mental strength needed to move through life with ease and grace. With an accumulation of some very insightful sessions that I've had over the years with many patients, it reinforced the notion that I always believed in, that we are crazy adaptive. We can transform even the worst parts of our lives, and that we can move beyond survival and actually thrive in the face of chaos and fear. It's my work in the mental health field that made me realize that not sharing the journey, the stories, and all the little things that I was doing every day to help myself and others was a shame. I've had the honor and privilege to work with thousands of people, walking alongside them, and hearing their deepest struggles and stories and seeing them triumph and succeed in their own unique ways. There are so many lessons, magical moments, insight, and wisdom that I realized not everyone gets a chance to experience, learn, or read about. So, starting this podcast is the culmination of my witnessing the amazing transformations that come from leveraging challenges and our difficulties. The hope and miracles of my own life and the life of many that I've helped. And I can't say enough how I'm really excited to dive deeper into important topics as we explore the science and personal testimonies around mindsets, biohacking, tools, and knowledge we need to unlock our potentials and make an impact in the world. I plan to openly share real life stories, have deep conversations with guests as we share our experiences. You will learn more about my approach and ideas around building mental strength and why that's important. With the hope of not only providing inspiration, awareness, and life lessons, but to really push you to be more deliberate in how you choose to live and to share my continual learnings as I navigate the ups and downs of life. In addition, my fascination with human performance and actualization, I consider myself my own guinea pig, so you can be sure that I will continue to challenge myself and learn the hard way about things and bring those lessons back to you. This podcast is aimed at encouraging us to be active participants in our own lives, be proactive in raising the bar with our wellness, showing you that we can be average, even below average, and still do amazing things in our lives, and that we can improve the way we choose to live and finding courage to take massive action toward our lifelong pursuit of becoming our best and truest version of ourselves. Regular people like you and me can do extraordinary things. So join me on this quest to demystify and humanize what it means to be superhuman. I will also offer free resources along the way to help you on your journey. So if you like the sound of this, please subscribe to this podcast, repost on your social media, share with others, and follow my journey. And to encourage the theme of being active participants, this is a collaborative approach. So I would love for you to submit topics, questions that you'd like for me to address in future episodes.
Thanks for tuning in to Mind Manners with Albert Nguyen. We hope you found value in this episode. If you'd like to work with Albert one-on-one, visit optimindcounseling.com to learn more about his private practice. Looking to join a community of like-minded individuals? Search Mind Manners Podcast Community on Facebook and join our group to connect with others on their wellness journeys. Finally, if you haven't already done so, please write us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and let us know you're enjoying the show.